After spending time in Vietnam, 24-year-old Tiffany from Paris discovered a passion for helping others. Now back home in France, she offers spiritual support and down-to-earth friendship to the troubled teens in her poor neighbourhood. Pulse reporter John Lawrenson brings us his report from Paris.
A cross is projected on a screen in a Parisian church and a large, mainly teenage crowd goes wild. It's the build-up to a concert, a prayer meeting they call it, by a French Christian pop group called Glorious. Most of the people here are from the private Catholic school nearby, but there are also quite a few black kids from the poorer neighbourhoods of eastern Paris. Churches are some of the few places, the only ones perhaps, where someone brought up in a chateau in the Touraine might find themselves sitting next to someone brought up in a hut in Benin. And that's something that one young woman who's here tonight really likes.
My name is Tiffany Thiberguin. I'm 24. I live in Paris. I work for the Catholic Diocese of Paris. I'm in charge of a chaplaincy that works with school children from 12 to 18 years old.
Her work is to provide extracurricular Christian activities for school children in public schools, where even the discussion of religion is forbidden because of France's strict interpretation of the principle of secularism. For those who want it, Tiffany organises scripture classes, discussions and outings like the one to see Glorious, pilgrimages and weekends.
I work in a part of Paris which is relatively working class. Quite a few people I work with are from Africa or the West Indies. They often have complicated family situations and experience difficult things. Some have been sent to live with aunts or cousins in France by their parents and struggle to adapt at school. Many can hardly speak French. Some have never been to school before. In our discussions, you can feel that they need to talk about what they're going through. They're not necessarily looking for solutions, but they need an ear. Sometimes I think I can't do much to help them, but I've realized that simply being there and listening is something.
One of the young people Tiffany works with, who's come to the Glorious prayer meeting, is a 17-year-old called Flavie Neba, who moved from Ivory Coast to Paris a year ago.
At home, I'm on my own. Well, there's my sister, but still, I haven't got any friends here, and I hardly ever go out. With Tiffany, we talk about the Bible, and she organises activities for us. She's such a happy, smiling person, and someone you can trust. I think the best time we spent together was a dinner we prepared. I made a dish from my country, fried banana with chicken. She liked it.
Tiffany discovered that she was cut out for what she describes as mission work, thanks to a year working as a volunteer abroad when she was 21.
Je suis partie au Vietnam avec les missions étrangères de Paris.
I went to Vietnam with a church missionary organisation where I taught French to a community of nuns and helped look after handicapped children who'd been abandoned because they were mentally or physically disabled. I say look after, but really it was just showing these children that they deserve as much love as other children.
Vietnam is, of course, a communist country which views religion as the opium of the people, which meant she had to be careful.
Before leaving, we were a little bit afraid because it's a communist country and the church isn't that well received. When we got there, there were some problems. But anyway, even the government knows that it needs the work of the church. It's okay as long as we're not doing anything extreme. We weren't there as volunteers, but as tourists. It still went really well. Our lives were never at risk.
She had no special caring qualifications, she says, but she cared about the children, and that alone could make a difference.
The fact that they knew you were going to come and see them at a certain time every day meant something to them. It showed them that they had value. Going to Vietnam, there was a line from the Gospels that touched me. When Jesus says, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." So you're thinking about what you can do for these children, but then you receive so much from them. Just meeting them helps you to put your own life into perspective, but also the love you give them you get back in return, several times over.
Et puis l'amour qu'on donne à ces enfants, on le reçoit aussi pour nous.
John Lawrenson, Deutsche Welle Radio, Paris.